This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Bruchim Abayim, studying the end of Parshas Noach with Rashi, it occurred to me, I believe it's a Matanam in Hashamayim, a electrifying insight into perhaps the backstory and the backdrop of the episode of the Akedah at the end of Parshas Noach. The Pasuk says at the end of Noach, Vayomos Haran al Pnei Terach Aviv. Literally, Haran died upon the face of Terach, his father. Rashi explains that because of Terach, Haran died. That Terach complained to Nimrod about his son Avraham, that Avraham smashed his idols. And they threw Avraham into the fire. And when Avraham was saved, so Haran was asked, okay, so whose side are you on? So Haran was vacillating. He figured, if Avraham is burned, I'll be on Nimrod's side. If Avraham is saved, I'll be on Avram's side. Avram is saved. Haran said, I'm on his side. They threw him in the fire and he was burned. So it occurred to me, B'siyata D'Shmaya, what was Terach thinking? When Terach complained to Nimrod about Avraham, you gotta think that Terach understood that Nimrod's gonna kill Avraham or try to kill Avraham. But he did it anyway. Which means Terach was so devoted, was so dedicated to idolatry, that the love he had for his son was not as great as the dedication he had to his God. The love he had for his gods transcended the love he had for his son. Perhaps this is something that Avraham always had to contend with. Because even though Avraham had such sacrifice for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but was he willing to go so far as to put the love he had for God above the love he had for his beloved son, Yitzchak? So perhaps the Akedah was necessary, otherwise it would always be a kitrug on Avraham. Terach had his Akedah, he gave over his son Avraham, Avraham was saved, and Haran actually was killed because of it. Avraham, are you willing to do that? And finally, the Akedah put to rest any such accusation about Avraham. So we see the seeds of the Akedah already being planted here at the end of Parshas Noach. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.